Sunday morning worship, and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Jesus.
Welcome to the Movement of Christ Worldwide Ministers Broadcast, brought to you by the Greater King David Baptist Church, pastored by Dr. John E. Montgomery II, one church ministering in two locations, 222 Blood Road and 7305 Harry Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you for your prayers and support of the ministry. Let us now join the broadcast already in progress.
Hope for all I do.
Right where you are, just take a little turn. the Lamb of God. Well, get your Bibles and stand on your feet and honor the word of the Lord, if you don't mind. Bless his holy name. I don't want to commence reading.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Y'all starting to act like the old church. When somebody would jump up and say, fire keeps on burning. Something out there. Oh, I can't hold my peace. Then somebody else would break out and say, if you're talking about Jesus, y'all don't know nothing about that. He's a friend of mine. You got to know him personally to say that. If you're talking about Jesus, yeah, he's a friend, shown a friend of mine. How you know it, preacher? I was standing at the table. What did they do when they signed my name? Standing at the table. Yeah, Lord, when they signed. Oh, Lord, 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 sign my name. And they try to let something go, but then sometime the words got in the way and they said, if I couldn't say a word, just wave my hands. Sometimes you get so full and there's not much you can say, but if I couldn't say a word, thank you, Jesus, I'd just wave. I'd just wave my. I'd just wave my hands. Real far back, somebody will say, yeah, yeah, yeah. Y'all know that today? Yes. They just say yes. 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 And then somebody would shout, he's been so good. He's been so good. He's been so good. He's been so good. Yes, he has. Yes, he has. He's been so good. Hallelujah. He's been so good. So good. Let me get to the text. Let me get to the text. Let me get to the text. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. From the Gospel of St. John,
yes, sir, yes, sir.
On to commence reading,
yes,
and continue reading from verse 23. St. John chapter 16, verse 23 says, "And in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, or truly, truly, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. These things have I spoken unto you in Proverbs, but the time cometh when I shall no more speak unto you in Proverbs, but I shall show you plainly of the Father. At that day ye shall ask in my name, and I say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you, for the Father himself loveth you, because ye have loved me and have believed that I came out from God. I came forth from the Father and am come into the world. Again, I leave the world and go to the Father." May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearers, and doers of his holy word. We're looking at a prayer promise here that Jesus makes to the disciples and to the believers, a prayer promise. The first thing that he endeavors to do as he has ministered in the preceding verses about the coming of the Holy Ghost or the other comforter, he makes clear the purpose and the power of the Holy Ghost in place of Jesus' ministry here on planet Earth. That's why it's so important for the believer to not only know the person, power, and presence of the Holy Ghost, but to have the reality of the same in their lives. What is so important is that the Holy Ghost's mission is to share with you the things that God, Jesus Christ, desires him to inform you of, to inspire you of. His job is to share with you heavenly things down here on earth. His job is to deal in the spirit realm, affecting the natural realm by way of his power through your actual physical being. He manifests his power through you. He shows up and he does everything that Jesus would desire to do through you, because you are an extension of him. He will remind you of what Jesus said to you via the word. It is the word, and this is another reason why the devil does not want you to study the word, to know the word, because once the word is in you, it is like tracks laid down that the Holy Ghost runs on. And no train runs successfully without tracks. And when the word is not in you, then the Holy Ghost can't go in and do what he wants to do. That's why God declared, even in the Old Testament, that his people perish for a lack of knowledge, not enough word in you. And the Holy Ghost goes in, reminds you of that word, stirs that word up in you, and then quickens that word or the effect of that word in your life. That's why it's so important to have the Holy Ghost, because he not only shares things with you, but he shows things to you. And we discussed that this morning, how the Holy Ghost will get what Jesus wants you to see or know or to understand, and he presents it to you so that you will have a knowledge base of things that affect you or things that are yet to come. And see, what it is about being filled with the Holy Ghost and having his power and his presence on the inside is you have VIP privileges. You see, he brings you into some places other folk can't go. When you have his presence abiding on the inside of you, he whispers some trade secrets to you that other folk don't get. He begins to do some things in your life that he does not do in other folks' lives because he's not a part of their lives. And so you miss out on the benefit of the person, his presence and his power being on the inside of you as a representative of Jesus and working through you as an extension of Jesus. That's why the devil don't want you to have that power living on the inside of you, because if he lives on the inside of you, greater is he, the Holy Ghost, that is on the inside of you than he, the devil, that's in the world. You don't have to worry about what's in the world when you got the Holy Ghost on the inside of you. The world is more afraid of the Holy Ghost than you might know. Well, they might not know they're afraid, but it's that anointing and that power that creates an effect that he desires according to that word when he operates through a believer's life, and he has the ability to flow and function in your life the way Jesus wants him to. And then he gets to the point now where he's giving them a prayer promise. And I want you to see this, because he gets to verse 23 and says, and in that day, he's setting them up not only for the coming of the Holy Ghost, who now since the resurrection has come, but he's preparing them for him, and he is giving them a preview of him and a promise of him. And now he gets to the point where he's showing them something else that I need us to see in this prayer promise. He says, and in that day ye shall ask me nothing. What day? When the Holy Ghost comes, and he has already come. So hear this. Jesus is talking to his disciples, though, and he's getting them ready. Verily, verily, or truly, truly, I, Jesus, say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Now look at what he brings out, an interesting point. Verse 24, hitherto, before now, have ye asked nothing in my name. Listen. Ask and ye shall receive. Why? That your joy may be full. Now, you got half joy just knowing you can get it. You get full joy once you get what you know you can get. And some of you got half the joy because it's sitting right in your hand. It's called the word of God. You know, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Another way of saying it is the word of the Lord is my strength. So you got half of the joy right there in your hand. Touch your neighbor and say, you already got half the joy. If you already have half the joy, go and get the full joy. You have not because you ask not. And then this is what James says. Well, maybe some of you are asking, but you're asking amiss or the wrong way. And you have to ask according to his will, according to John in the epistle, because he says, when you ask according to the will of God, and that is a helpful holy hint. How can I get all my prayers answered? I'm glad you asked that question. Pray your prayer according to the word of the Lord. And if you pray according to the word of the Lord, you will pray according to the will of the Lord. And if you pray according to the will of the Lord, you will pray according to the way of the Lord. And if you pray according to the way of the Lord, you will have, you will receive what God says is yours. You see, if I don't pray according to the prayer that God would have me to pray or the word that God would have me to know, I might ask God for something that not only that does not belong to me, but that isn't good for me. And aren't you glad that God does not give you everything you ask him for? Can you look back over your life and say, Lord, I'm so thankful you didn't give me what I thought I couldn't live without. Oh, y'all getting quiet because you don't want to admit the truth and admit this fault about you. But thank God that He knows best. He knows best. I got to throw this little story in here. Many of my members who've been with me a long time know this story. There were, you know, a couple of men in the insane asylum. And one just kept crying, Mary, 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 you know I love you, Mary, Mary, you know I loved you. He just cried, kept crying, Mary. This other brother, after a while, he inquired about what Mary he was crying about. And then he told him the Mary that he was crying about. And he said, man, you mean to tell me you're crying and locked up in this insane asylum because you didn't marry Mary? Oh, I love Mary, I love Mary, I love Mary. Yeah. He said, well, why are you in here? He said, because I did marry Mary. Some of you gonna lose your mind because you can't get this and can't get that, and then if the Lord gave some of you what you asked for, you'd still lose your mind. But when you pray according to his will, he'll never give you anything that'll hurt you. It can be meant for you, but it might not be the time for you. And I don't know, but if you eat fruit for its time, it does not have a chance to develop and bring the pure fruit of the sweetness of the fruit in its due season. There is nothing like something in its season. I don't care how good everything that's in a cake, when you beat it up and blend it up and all the rest of that and put it in the pan, everything that's in that cake is in that cake when you put it in the oven. But it changes after it comes out of the oven. Now, nobody in their right mind just sits there and eats that goes in before it goes in the oven like they do when it comes out the oven. What makes the change? The process. You got to go through everything. Listen, touch your neighbor if you're in Jesus. Tell him, I'm complete. But he has not completed everything in me yet. I ain't looking for nothing. It's all here. He's just developing it and processing it and bringing it to the point of fruition. And all this that I know helps me to understand who I am and whose I am in him. Now look at what Jesus says. He says, hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Why, Jesus? Because he was right there as the source and the supply. The disciples didn't have to pray to the Father when the Son, who was in the express image of the Father, was right there to enact everything they had need of.
Yeah.
Jesus did it. Read the New Testament account. You'll see how he provided for their every need. But Jesus says, I'm getting ready to leave now. And because I won't be here in the flesh, I won't be touchable, tangible. You won't be able to see me in the flesh. I want you to know, though, you're still going to have access to me through the Holy Ghost. And he's going to do everything I did and more when he comes down here. That's why it's important for you. Look at what he tells them. He says in verse 7, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. He can't start his ministry and mission till I finish mine. And when I go from here, leave from here, depart from here, when I get there, I'm going to send him down here. And so Jesus makes clear this. Now look at what he goes on to say. He says, verse 25, these things have I spoken unto you in Proverbs, but the time cometh when I shall no more speak unto you in Proverbs, but I shall show you plainly of the Father. At that day ye shall ask in my name, and I say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you. For the Father himself loveth you, because ye have loved me and have believed that I came out from God. Now look at what Jesus does. The first thing he does is reminds them of his relationship with them. He reminds them of his relationship with them. He reminds them of all of his provisions toward them. But then secondly, he refocuses them on the relationship with the Father that he has come to establish. And he again is thirdly reassuring them that what they asked him for, they can ask the Father for. They just need to include his name. He is the one who will make all of the requests real to God, because it is in his name, it is in his authority, it is in that he has set up for them to have access to the Father that God will honor. And listen at this, it is again in conjunction with the person, presence, and power of the Holy Ghost, who's going to show them. Do you know there are just some things you don't even know how to ask God for? And there are some things so deep spiritual that, spiritually speaking, that the Holy Ghost has got to go underneath the skin and minister to your spirit, and they communicate, and then he takes it and articulates it to Jesus and brings to pass the things that he says are yours and the things that he has assigned for your life. And there are just some things that you've got to recognize that you will never get the fullness of outside of the Holy Ghost and being able to call up God and tell him what your needs, your desires, your petitions, and your supplications are in the name of Jesus. You have got to have access through the Holy Ghost to be able to tap into this power. Amen. And that's why our saints sit in church so joyless sometimes, so powerless sometimes, so sad and always head hung down sometimes, because they don't have the living power on the inside of them that when they speak those things that be not, they know they're going to happen, because one, they're in right relationship, two, they are functioning the way the Spirit of God is leading them to, and thirdly, it is all based upon the word that God has spoken, that Jesus has declared, that cannot be turned one way to the other. He is faithful. He is not a man that he should lie. So when they pray with confidence, with security. They pray with a whole new level of understanding, because they're praying according to the word of God in Jesus' name, which means if Jesus were here himself, I could ask him and he'll do it, just like if he were here himself and I'd ask him and he can do it, I can ask the Father the same thing I would have asked Jesus, because Jesus is now refocusing on the relationship with us and God. And when you refocus here and understand that now Jesus is connecting you to the sovereign God, he's making clear that you understand you can go to him yourself. You need not that a man should have to go between you now. He's direct connecting you. And that means, my brothers and sisters, that you have that access to God the Father as his child and receive, look again, whatsoever you say. Now that's powerful. So powerful that some of you don't believe it. You can tell, number one, because you don't even bother asking him. I know he ain't going to do it. I ain't going to. And if you don't say it, you still believe he ain't going to do it, so you don't ask him. Because if you believe he would do it, you'd ask.